Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. India and China agree to resume direct air services by the end of this month. Nation pays homage to father of the nation Mahatma Gandhi and former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on their birth anniversary. Festival of Dasera and Vijaya Dashmi celebrated across the country with religious fervor and gaiety. In Chhattisgarh, 103 Maoists surrender before security forces in Bijapur district today. National Dhanvantri Ayurveda Awards 2025 conferred on Professor Banwari Lal Gaur, Vaidya Neelakanthan Moose E.T. and Vaidya Bhavna Prashar for their contribution in the field. And in Ahmedabad Test Cricket, India were 121 for 2 at stumps against West Indies on day 1. And now the news in detail. India and China have agreed to resume direct air services connecting designated points in both the countries by the end of this month. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the civil aviation authorities of the two countries have been engaged in technical-level discussions on resuming direct air services and on a revised air services agreement. This is being done since earlier this year as part of the government's approach towards gradual normalization of relations between India and China. Following these discussions, the decision to resume direct air services have been taken in keeping with the winter season schedule, subject to commercial decision of the designated carriers from the two countries and fulfillment of all operational criteria. The nation paid homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 156th birth anniversary today. A series of functions were organized across the country. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and other dignitaries attended the Sarv Dharm Prarthana Sabha at Gandhi Smriti this evening. They also offered floral tributes to the father of the nation. Bhajan Maestro Anup Jalota, along with several school children, recited bhajans on the occasion. In the morning, the President, Vice President and Prime Minister paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat. Tributes have also poured in from across the world. The nation also remembered former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his birth anniversary today. Paying tribute to Shastri ji on his 121st birth anniversary, Mr. Modi said that Lal Bahadur Shastri was an extraordinary statesman whose integrity, humility and determination had strengthened the nation even in challenging times. The festivals of Vijaya Dashmi and Dasera were celebrated across the country today. Dasera commemorates Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, symbolizing the triumph of good over evil, while Vijaya Dashmi marks the conclusion of Navratri and Durga Puja, celebrating Goddess Durga's victory over the demon Mahishasur. In Delhi, Dasera was celebrated with great pomp and show, with effigies of Ravan, Kumbhakarn and Meghnad burnt in almost every locality.
The main celebration of Ravan Dahan was held at Red Fort, with President Draupadi Murmu attending the Dasera celebrations. Organized by the Lav Kush Ramlila Committee, this event drew celebrities, politicians and crowds from across the city. Devotees and tourists flocked to witness the spectacular fireworks and Ramlila performances held in different parts of the city. However, rain played spoiled sport and cast a shadow on the celebrations. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
On the occasion of Vijaya Dashmi, the closing days for the 4 holy shrines in Uttarakhand were announced today. Our correspondent reports that this year, the Kedarnath temple will close for the winter season on 23rd of October and Badrinath Dham on the 25th of November. A report.
President of the Sri Badri Kedar Temple Committee, Hemant Dwivedi, stated today that the Kedarnath temple will be closed for the devotees from the auspicious day of Bhayadus. According to the official announcement, the Gangotri temple located in the Uttarkashi district will be closed for the winters on October 22nd, while the Yamunotri temple will be closed from October 23rd. Meanwhile, the Chardham Yatra is continuing with great enthusiasm in its final phase. Since April 30th this year, more than 4.5 million devotees have visited the Chardham shrines. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Meanwhile, in Punjab, the state police have adopted a unique way to celebrate the festival of the Sera while raising public awareness about the drug menace. We have more from our correspondent.
In an out-of-the-box initiative to spread awareness against drugs, a demon which is eating out lives of many youngsters in Punjab, the Jalandhar Police Commissionerate had installed a fourth effigy of this social evil along with the effigies of Ravana, Meghnath and Kumbhkarna at some places in the city. Named as Nashyada Rakshas, means demon of drugs, it has been burned with a message to stop use of drugs. This initiative also conveys the message of Punjab's fight against this menace. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In West Bengal, the festival of Vijaya Dashmi concluded with the immersion of idols in rivers or other water bodies, following the rituals of Shindur Khela and Dhanuchi Naj. Various other ceremonies are also performed before the idols are immersed. In our special series, Seva Parb, today we bring to you how the Modi government has showcased India's unwavering commitment to national security, military strength and excellence in indigenous technology through Operation Sindoor.
Today's India is seen not just as a peace-loving nation, but also as a strong, decisive and technologically self-reliant global power. These words from Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the special discussion on Operation Sindoor in Lok Sabha further underlines India's changing image on the global stage.
22 मिनट में 22 अप्रैल का बदला निर्धारित लक्ष्य के साथ हमारी सेना ने ले लिया. पहले जहां कभी नहीं गए थे वहां हम पहुंचे. पाकिस्तान के कोने कोने में आतंकी अड्डों को धुआं धुआं कर दिया.
The widow of Shubham Dwivedi from Kanpur, who lost her husband in the Pahalgam terror attack, expressed her heartfelt gratitude to Prime Minister Modi for launching Operation Sindoor, acknowledging it as a tribute to her late husband's sacrifice. My husband must be at peace now. I thank Prime Minister Modi for taking revenge for my husband's death. I am too young to say much about him, but the way my family and I placed our trust in him and the way he delivered justice to us is truly praiseworthy. I want to thank him once again. Operation Sindoor not only demonstrated India's military and technological strength, but it showcased a new form of justice.
GST Bajat Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of the society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services. Today, we are presenting a report on the GST cut on the tourism sector.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has introduced major GST rationalization measures to make India's tourism sector more affordable, promote the use of public transport, and support artisans and cultural industries. The GST rate on hotel rooms priced below 7,500 per day has been reduced from 12% to 5%. These lower GST rates will make hotels cheaper for middle class and budget travelers and enhance India's appeal to international visitors. Similarly, to boost India's cultural heritage, the GST on artware and sculptures has been brought down to 5%. Along with this, the tax on buses with a seating capacity of more than 10 persons has been slashed down to 18% from the earlier 28%. This move encourages public transport use, which helps reduce traffic and pollution. These GST cuts are a strategic initiative by the government to boost India's tourism and cultural sector. The tax reductions will make travel more affordable, support local artisans, and promote the hospitality infrastructure. Soumya Sharan for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. In Chhattisgarh, 103 Maoists, including 23 women, surrendered before the security forces in Bijapur district today. Out of these, 49 Maoists carried a combined reward of over 1 crore 6 lakh rupees on their heads. Under the state government's rehabilitation policy, each surrendered Maoist was given an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees. With this, a total of 410 Maoists have surrendered in the district so far this year. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, today inaugurated National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, or NIELIT, and National Digital University, NDU, platform in New Delhi. The platform is designed to democratize access to high-quality digital education. Speaking to media after the launch, the minister informed that NIELIT will offer industry-oriented courses aimed at enhancing employability. The Ministry of Ayush has conferred the National Dhanvantri Ayurveda Awards 2025 to Professor Banwari Lal Gaur, Vaidya Neelakanthan Moose ET, and Vaidya Bhavna Prashar, recognizing the outstanding contributions to the field of Ayurveda across academic, traditional, and scientific domains. In a statement, the Ministry of Ayush said that these awards celebrate individuals who have made impactful contributions to the promotion, preservation and advancement of Ayurveda. Padma Vibhushan vocalist and a towering figure in Hindustani classical music, Pandit Channu Lal Mishra, died this morning in Mirzapur, Uttar Pradesh, after a prolonged illness. He was 89. More from our correspondent.
Born in Azamgarh in 1936, Channu Lal Mishra grew up to be a doyen of Hindustani classical music, contributing immensely to such styles of the form as Khayal, Thumri, Dadra, Chaiti, Kajri and Bhajans. Mishra received music training from his father Badri Prasad Mishra as well as Ustad Abdul Ghani Khan of Kirana Gharana and Thakur Jaydev Singh. He was conferred with Padma Vibhushan in 2020 and Padma Bhushan in 2010. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Madhya Pradesh, 10 people have died after a tractor trolley carrying 14 devotees fell off a small bridge into the Abna River in Jamli village of Khandwa district today. The devotees were returning from Durga idol immersion when the accident occurred. So far, 10 bodies have been recovered and efforts continue to find the remaining missing people. On to sports now. In cricket, India were 121 for 2 at stumps on day 1 of their first innings against West Indies in the first test of the two-match series at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. KL Rahul and Shubman Gill were at the crease. Yashasvi Jaiswal made 36 and Sai Sudarshan was out for 7. Earlier, the West Indies electing to bat first were all out for 162. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Bihar tomorrow. The Met Department also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, East UP, Jharkhand, Orissa, Sikkim and West Bengal tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and China agreed to resume direct air services by the end of this month. Nation pays homage to father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi and former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on their birth anniversary. Festival of the Sera and Vijayadashmi celebrated across the country with religious fervour and gaiety. In Chhattisgarh, 103 Maoists surrender before the security forces in Bijapur district today. National Dhanvantri Ayurveda Awards 2025 conferred on Professor Banwari Lal Gaur, Vaidya Neelakanthan Moose ET, and Vaidya Bhavna Prashar for their contribution in the field. And in Ahmedabad Test Cricket, India were 121 for 2 at stumps against West Indies on day 1. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That's all in the News at 9. Good night.